Hello and welcome to Let's Leisure. Here we are. As you can tell from the title, I'm going to be talking about the new Sex and the City reboot called And Just Like That. Now I was very on the fence about starting this. If I'm going to be honest with you, I was not going to watch at all, okay? I did watch the series when it was like just Sex and the City on HBO. I watched the two movies that they did. So I was like, all right, I'm excited. But once I learned that Samantha, who is played by Kim Cattrall, I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm out. And yeah, I was one of those people, you can hate, blah, blah, blah. I was one of those people, I was not gonna watch. And so anyways, but I had been seeing a lot of talk about it on Twitter, and I was like, all right, let's give it the first episode. Mind you, warning now, spoilers, I'm gonna be talking about all three. I was just going to do the first one, but the first one literally left me saying, what the fuck? So I had to watch the next two. And I also learned it's a 10-part series. It came out December 9th. There's like weekly episodes every Thursday. So honestly, this was the one, like the third episode that I watched today, was just released. So spoilers, if you have not watched it, we'll be getting into the latest episode. And then if you don't care about it, well, hello, welcome. okay. So yeah, so let me backtrack a little. I watched the entire series, back in college a couple of years ago. I don't know why I really got into it. I'd always seen episodes, I'd heard about it. Obviously, I was of age to, like, really watch it, because it's not something that, like, I would let my 13-year-old sister watch. But, you know, it's like, okay, like, what's the hype? It's, I don't know, I really got into it because it's just, like, one of those shows that, like, apparently everybody has seen. Like, that's kind of the reasons why I got into Gilmore Girls and why I watched it. Is because everybody had seen Gilmore Girls, everybody was talking about it, and it was right around the time when they were going to come back for that, like, whatever special that they did. Oh my god, which like left me in tears. Okay, so I was like, that's why I watched it. And honestly, because my memory is shit, I cannot remember, I can't tell you what my fucking thoughts were. I mean, clearly I must have enjoyed it enough to like watch the entire fucking series, but honestly I don't even know if it was like I watched all of it because I enjoyed it, or I watched all of it just so I could be like, that's done and over with, moving on. I liked the fact, like, it was funny, and I remember there like being really like, I feel like if I were to watch it in today's like time, because this was, I don't know, like 2016 2017 when I watched it, which doesn't seem that long ago, but kind of is. I feel like if I were to watch it now, there'd be a lot of oopsies and daisies. And I feel like when I first watched it, there might have been some too. Because like that was also like a 90s show, early 2000s. I don't even know. And then the movies. And so anyway, so it's been a hot while since they've done anything. The last thing they did was Sex and the City Part 2. And it was good. What was the premise again? Oh yeah, like Big and Carrie are like finally on their own. I can't remember what else. There's like cheating or some shit, I don't know. So yeah, and then with Samantha not being in the reboot, because, you know, there's like beef between her and Sarah and like all this other jazz. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that she didn't come back just for like, just because, you know, it's like, oh well, I've been, you know, I mean, it sucks because Samantha's probably one of like, she's probably my favorite character, but at the same time, I'm glad that she didn't, like, push aside her own feelings just for, you know, the role and all that jazz. And if I'm not mistaken, I actually saw a new thing that she's doing with Hulu. I can't remember now. Oh, it's How I Met Your Father with Hilary Duff. I think that trailer must have just dropped today. But, okay, now I'm just rambling. So, anyways, I was kind of boycotting because they were not going to have Samantha, and I had not really heard about, like, how they were, like, taking her character out, blah, blah, blah. Good to know, though, that they really didn't. The way that they've steered so far about Samantha is that, like, apparently her and Carrie were no longer in business, so then they stopped being friends. Like, she felt like Samantha dropped her as a friend, too, and she's working in London, so she's, like, across the water. And that's the reason she's not in the series. which is fine. Starting off in the first episode, somebody's like, oh, and we're Samantha, the fourth one or whatever. And they're like, Samantha's not with us. And of course, this is like post-COVID. We're still in COVID, but like where people are like out and about. And they have to make it clear, like, oh, no, she's not dead. She's in London working. And that's how they kind of steer clear of that question. So that was kind of like sly, I would say, very sneaky of them to be like, oh, she's not with us, because like she's literally not with them. But they do add her. She's been kind of like in all of the, she's been mentioned in all of the episodes. So honestly, girl, get them coins just for that mention. Okay. Clearly, Samantha is like such a huge part of Sex and the City. I really don't know how. They must have begged her. Like, this, wow. Okay, moving on. So my only notes from, like, the first one were the fact that, like, oh, this makes me sound, like, so mean. But, like, I don't know if it's because the last time I saw them was, like, the actual, like, series or something. I don't know. But it's, like, whoa, you can, like, definitely know that it's been at least some years since the show. And I hate saying that. I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker kind of looks the same. I've seen her in other movies, and she kind of, like, generally looks the same. There might be a little more gray in her hair, I don't know. But, like, and then Cynthia Nixon, too, seems fine. I don't know if it's just because I've seen some of her recent projects. I don't know. But the one I'm most, like, shook about is Charlotte and her character, because I feel like I just saw a movie with her, and I don't know, there's something about her cheeks that just looked like they're being forced in this position, and that makes me sound so mean, and I hate it, but that was the only, like, big thing that I noticed was just her cheeks, so I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if because she's trying to get back into, like, the way Charlotte was in the day instead of being, like, a new... I mean, they're still playing their characters, like, pretty spot on, which is amazing to me. Like, there is no skip to beat. Like, Charlotte is very Charlotte, Miranda's very Miranda, and Carrie is still very Carrie. The only thing I did notice in this first episode was how different Big always seemed very, like, in within himself. Like, I never really noticed him to be, like, a dancer, but in this first episode, they're dancing a little. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I haven't seen, like, the series and or the movies in, like, a little bit, but he never seemed one to be, like, free-spirited a little, and in the first episode, he has a moment, so that's the only thing that I noticed on his part. Oh my god, and the kids, oh my god, too. Okay, so obviously, Charlotte had two girls, per the last movie, and then, Miranda had her boy, Brady, and for Lily's grown, okay, I don't know how old she is, but Brady apparently is, like, 17 or something, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, the homeboy over here is having sex on this show, he has a whole-ass girlfriend, and you're telling me he's not this little, like, five-year-old that was, like, kicking and doing other shit in the last movie? Like, this time jump is insane to me. Like, I can't believe that the kids are grown. Like, I feel old now. Even though they're probably older than me, maybe. No, because if there's, like, I mean, I'm definitely older. But I feel like, I don't know, somehow they should not just be 17. I don't know. I may have to look that up. That maybe, oh, you know what? Okay, yeah, because I think it wasn't until the movies that supposedly that they had kids. And that makes sense, I guess. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, the whole Samantha thing was weird. The kids being old, I was shook. Carrie is a podcast, or, like, she doesn't have a podcast. She is part of a podcast, which is kind of ironic, because, hello, we're on a podcast. Like, you're listening on a podcast. And it's kind of cool how they, like, updated her in the advancement of technology, because, you know, she was a columns writer, and she would write on her MacBook, or whatever it was, laptop, and in the movie, she was still doing that, and in the last movie, like, she was barely getting into, like, emails, and, like, P.O. boxes or some shit. She had a flip phone, still, in the last movie, okay, let me tell you. And now she has two phones, both of them up to date. I think one's an iPhone, and then the other one might be a BlackBerry. I'm not even sure. But I know she has two phones. They're very modern. And she's on Instagram now. Yeah, and she's doing the podcast. So, like, I like the way that they've transitioned her from, you know, old school journalist to, like, doing a podcast now. That's kind of cool. What else? Oh, my God. The first one was weird. Okay. Per the podcast, it's Carrie, her new boss, Che, and then, what's this other guy's name? Like, Jerry? I don't know. There's another guy that's, like, three of them on the podcast. Anyway, they're talking about masturbation, and they ask Carrie, and she gets really flustered. She doesn't know how to answer that, and sorry if you can hear my my ice machine in the background. She doesn't know how to, you know, react or whatever, and her boss, Che, is like, hey, you need to step up the game, because, like, I get it, but this is also a podcast about, you know, XYZ, so you kind of have to, like, get with the program. Anyways, that night, she's like, hey, Big, do you masturbate? And then she's like, Big, can you masturbate in front of me? And, like, that's a scene for, like, 2 seconds, and then, you know, it, like, he, like, pulls her in for a kiss, and then it cuts. And I was like, what? Like, I don't know if I remember. It was weird to me. That was probably another thing that was very weird to me that, like, seemed out of character for Big. Like, I feel like that would have never happened back in the series. Like, I feel like, I don't know. It was weird. And then anyways, next thing you know, big fucking spoiler alert coming your way. Big is doing a Peloton ride. He gets off, is going through a heart attack, can't reach for his phone. Carrie comes home, sees him on the floor, and he dies. He dies. And that's where it left me with, what the fuck? Big is there for like 0.5 seconds, and they already kicked this man off the show. Are you kidding me? Like, what? I don't know if it's because Chris North, whatever, the guy, the actual actor who plays Big, was like, I'll come back for like one episode. Because if I'm not mistaken, I remember him talking mad shit after the second movie, Sex in the City, and being like, no, I wouldn't return, I'm over that, Big is a closed chapter, blah blah blah. And then he had to come back for this I guess for like to them to do the storyline and like the whole purpose for a reboot. I don't know, but man was like, I'm out. And they kicked him off, and that's that. I don't know, they don't want to kick him off, but you know, he was killed off. So yeah, and that really happens. He dies, and then come in episode 2, we see him wheeled away. They're having a funeral. Charlotte's crying more than Carrie. Very Carrie, very Bradshaw, where like she just doesn't really process emotions. It like hits her way later. One of the bigger things, episode 2 kind of starts getting good for me, because there's like little hints that Miranda might be an alcoholic. I don't know, she's like ordering wine at like 10:45, she's having scotch like before this funeral thing, and apparently spoiler for the third one, Charlotte finds like little alcohol bottles in her bag, and so that's like very like, where is this going? She's also back in school to get some degree so that she could pair it with her law degree or something. And anyway, she's back in school, so she's like doing that. So I don't know if it's like the stress that's doing that, or like she doesn't realize that she's like becoming sort of codependent on alcohol. I don't know. She's not doing like crazy drunk things thus far, but we are seeing her like have some drinks here and there. Also on a note, I fucking love this. I don't know where this is going. I hope it's written well. And like, I don't know if it's because I'm focused on such like the small photo, like the small picture, and not like the bigger picture that could be an outcome later. But I think Miranda may have a thing for Che. Che is a character played by Sarah Ramirez. Character is non-binary, queer, and Miranda kind of seems into them. Like, so they like meet at the funeral, and then they're like, they start off on the wrong foot, first of all. Then they make up, and Miranda's like, ha ha, you know, like being kind of flirty and like interested. But I don't think she realizes it. And then she's invited to this comedy show that Che's having, or Che, because they are a comedian. And Miranda's like super happy. She's very into the show. She's laughing. She feels so moved by what, you know, they're talking about change and like fuck people who like have it all together, like all this jazz. And I think Miranda may be into it, because she ends up staying for this after party and sends the girls home. like Carrie and Charlotte are going home, doesn't tell them that she's staying. They're under the impression that she's just getting another car to go home, blah blah blah. She's still with her man, Steve. She's still with Steve, but she's like, are we even a couple anymore? Like, we haven't had sex in years. And I was like, oop, flag, because that is a straight man and a straight woman, supposedly, and you're telling me this man does not want to have sex with her anymore? Or, like, they don't really think about it? Like, I don't know. So she's like, we feel like roommates and who just share ice cream and a kid and blah blah blah. So that's another thing where I feel like she's feeling sparks with Che, and I don't know, I feel like it could lead somewhere, and I'm here for it, because we all know Cynthia Nixon is also, I don't know if she's married to a woman, like, I don't know if she has a wife or she just has, like, she's had a long-term partner who's a woman, like, I can't remember if she's, like, actually married or not. Anyways, but, like, it's kind of weird. Some, I saw this, like, Twitter thing, and it's, like, amazing how, no, it didn't start off like that. I don't know, somebody on Twitter brought up the fact that they voted for Cynthia to be a New York mayor. She didn't get it, and then she's now doing this. That cracks me up, thinking, like, she could, like, we have seen this woman's boobs. Like, she's a whole actress, and we've seen her boobs from previous Sex and the City episodes. And she's like, I'm gonna be mayor, like, and then doesn't become mayor, and then she's like, all right, I'm gonna go back to the show. I don't know. That's a little funny to me. She goofy. So yeah, I'm here for this new interest just because Cynthia is with a woman in real life. Like, she is queer. And so for her character on Sex and the City, Miranda, to now possibly have a queer love interest, like, I love that. I also wanted to slide in the fact that at this point, Charlotte's daughter Rose, which is her youngest daughter, may also be non-binary, or I don't know, because in this last episode she's like, Charlotte, she tells Charlotte, like, mom, I don't like being called a girl, I don't feel like a girl. So Charlotte's not calling her a girl anymore. So I don't know where that's going, but I love just the fact that, like, that's now an open conversation in this world, just because, like, first of all, it's New York, hello, and second of all, it's modern times, like, give the fucking program, like, this is an everyday, no, it's not an everyday thing, but does that make sense? Like, it just brings a whole new perspective to the table, to a show that's been around forever, that I feel like, I don't know, like, the audience is different, because it's not like it's a LGBT, well, maybe it is for the gays, I don't know, but point being, I like that that's an added conversation, and, like, is a thing for Charlotte, because Charlotte's very classic and old school, and, like, meet, marry, you know, have babies, like, she was on this, like, have to be Mrs. Perfect thing. So, like, this, like, her learning and being unsure, which she was also moved by Che's thing about, you know, like, my family, when I came out to them about being non-binary and queer, they were like, yes, we love you, but that doesn't mean that they weren't confused. So I feel like that opened a door for Charlotte, and being like, I'm confused about what my daughter's going through, I don't understand, but at the end of the day, I do love my daughter, or whatever they're gonna be, whatever Rose is gonna be, I don't know. All she said was that she didn't like being called a girl, but she didn't have any other preferences. The pronouns were not a topic of discussion, so who knows, maybe next episode. But that was it. And I've also noticed that they're ending all this with, and just like that, which takes me back, I think, to the original series, because I think that's how things end. And just like that, Big was at my door, and we made up and made love and blah 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 and ran off into the New York streets, I don't know. But that's how they're ending all the episodes, which I don't know how I feel about that. Right now it seems okay, like, I kind of like it, because it's like the title of the show, it's incorporated in the show, like, I love those little, like, Easter egg things, but I don't know. Also, I forgot to mention, in season 3, you know, Big has passed, they're doing the will read, and they bring up his ex-wife. Does anybody else remember his fucking ex-wife? Because I do not. Apparently, Big was married before, and then was with Carrie. I think there was cheating involved, I don't freaking know, but I don't remember this, so I don't know if this was just, like, a thrown in last minute kind of thing to add some zhuzh, to add some drama and tension to Miss Lil Carrie's life, or what? Or that really did happen. Because I know there was a time when her and Big were absolutely not together in the show. And then obviously they didn't really get together until the movies. But I don't remember this at all. So I feel, it's been forever and I probably could have done some more research, maybe. But I really don't remember. His ex-wife is named Natasha. Also, Natasha has two sons. So I'm thinking, could one of those be his or something? I feel like they could easily, right? Like, he had a kid, he didn't know anybody, or he didn't know, and that's why he gave Natasha $1 million in the will. But I also feel like if there could have been a child involved, he would have been paying child support and maybe have left another thing in the will for said child. Like, I feel like it's also out of character for Big, but I don't know, because that first episode was kind of out of character for him. It was weird. And those are my only questions. And that's what you missed on the Sex and the City reboot. And that's kind of it. I don't know. I know other people have stayed away. They're not really into it. And from the tweets that I see on Twitter, people are really sad about, oh my gosh, I think his name's Jonathan in the show. But he passed away recently, so that's kind of sad because it's like, yikes, Big passed away in the show. They're like mourning, and now they actually have to mourn somebody. So there's mixed reviews from like people that I know that are watching the show because they're like sad about that, and they're like, no way. And then like the whole Big thing. But then like I have some people dragging the show where like, are you kidding me? Like, this is bad. And so I don't know. Was probably why I wanted to stay away, mostly because of the Samantha thing. I was like, no, Samantha, all right, like, it's not the complete trio, then I don't want it. But here we are watching it. And I'm kind of hooked, honestly, for like just the like the Miranda and Che possible storyline, like possible love interest there. And I'm interested to see where they could possibly bring this like supposedly maybe drinking problem. Because that also kind of seems, she's also been very, like, career-driven and, like, me, not me, but, like, I don't know, like, drinking problem seems kind of, like, out of also character for her. But I don't fucking know. It's 2021 and they could do whatever the fuck they want, honestly. So we shall see. 10-part series, we have 7 episodes left. Episodes drop Thursdays on HBO Max. I act like I work for them. And I'm all like, you can tune in. I act like I'm on the show, but I'm not. But okay, let me know your thoughts on this. I know I tried to do some stuff on Twitter, but that was like not even that long ago. So I feel like people have not gone into it. But I'm really curious to know what other people are thinking. I probably should have looked up the hashtag to see what other people are seeing. Let me do that now. That's kind of interesting. Because again, I only know from what people I follow on Twitter, like my peeps on there. Okay, yeah, people are sad about Big. And they're talking about Samantha. It's so crazy to me that Miranda has a 17-year-old scene. Oh, interesting. Oh, somebody's, okay, they're like, okay, so Miranda created a scene after Big's funeral because Brady was smoking weed, but she had no issue with her 17-year-old son boning his girlfriend loudly in the next room. Yeah, that's kind of weird. First of all, no. Second of all, absolutely no. Like, that's no. somebody said Carrie Bradshaw will be hooking up with Pete Davidson by the end of the season. Mark my words. That's fucking hilarious because we all know how that went. Or that is going. I don't know. Oh my god, there's scenes. wow. So you're telling me we waited 17 years for this? Hell no. They're talking about Big's death. Oh gosh. What's this one about Lily? It says, it's time we point out the real villain of Sex and the City. Every time she pops up, something bad happens. She's a thief who also ruined Charlotte's vintage cream Valentino skirt, and now people are dying. It's a picture of baby Lily. That's funny. They're dragging Peloton. That Peloton thing is so weird. This says, the PR person at Peloton having to make statement because Mr. Big died after using the bike. And apparently he had a car condition. I don't remember this, first of all, like, at all. So I don't know if that was just, like, a thrown in for this series or what. But yeah, apparently they're like talking about how Big had a heart condition and like he shouldn't have even been on the bike. But then, you know, they're saying like exercise is healthy for the like the heart, blah blah blah. And I was like, I don't remember any of that. So yeah, people are really hurt about, oh, they're talking about the Lily thing about ruining Carrie's life and bad things, because they're at Lily's recital, piano recital, when Big has his whole like heart attack thing, and that's where Carrie was while Big was at home. And that's, yeah, that makes sense. That's funny. All right, that's kind of anything. And this one says, I'm sorry, but there is no way Samantha Jones would ghost her friends. Yeah, again, I guess they just kind of had to write what they had to. So it seems very familiar, but, oh my god. And then also, let me just note, like I said, they're adding Samantha in little bits and pieces here and there, just, I guess, to keep that up. But Samantha's not returning any of their texts or their calls. And so for Big's funeral, she sends, like, this vignette of flowers, and it's popped over the casket. And Carrie was like, I said no flowers. And she's like, yeah, but it arrived after you had said that. And the funeral people are like, here, just, you know, we wanted to see if you wanted to think twice about it. She's like, who are they even from? And they hand her a card, and it said, love, Samantha. And I'm like, oh. And then she's like, okay, they can stay. That's cool. This tweet hits hard. After all these years, you really couldn't let us enjoy Carrie and Big being happy for 5 effing minutes. After COVID, you really thought this is what we needed. Why would you do that? Yeah, because they talk about them surviving COVID or like going through that in quarantine and like all that jazz. And you're telling me a 45 minute bike ride is what kills Big? That's stupid to me. That's, I hate using that word. That's just insane. That's cool. So anyways, I feel like if anything, it would have made more sense had he been hit by a fucking city bike in the New York streets or in some kind of car accident. Like, we couldn't have made it anything else. Like, I don't know. Peloton out of anything. Okay, now I'm just rambling. Thank you so much for listening. I will be continuing this. So if you have any thoughts, please leave them below. And or follow me on Twitter and let me know your thoughts. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.